Proverbs 2:1. He says, "My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." You see what's involved? Persistence, perseverance, and then certainty of answer. I shared this one time with a group of college students over in Romania. I had a different message, and the meeting got longer and longer and longer before I could ever speak, and I kept cutting down the message. Finally, I thought, I'm just going to get up and talk to them about these verses. And I told them what I'm telling you now, and that is, if you will, and some of you young people, if you would go out, instead of messing around with your friends, if you go out under the moonlight and cry to God for discernment and lift your voice for understanding, you would find the knowledge of God. He does not reveal His secrets to those that are laid back. It's seeking earnestly, longing. If you seek her silver, search for it for hidden treasures. Then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. I came back a year or two later, and one young college student came up to me. His face was beaming. He said, "I did what you said." He said, "God met me." He was a changed person. If you seek her silver, how do men seek for silver? And how do they search for hidden treasures? Well, they persist. That's how they do it. When I was a boy, we grew up on a farm, and we had some woods out there, and my friends would come out. We'd go out walking in the woods, and we'd be walking along. We'd come up on this pit that would be about half as wide as this room. This pit dug down about 10 feet or so. I'd say, "What's that thing?" And there'd be more than one. You'd find one every now and then. "What's that thing?" I said, "Oh, that's where the gold digger's been." "The gold digger?" "Yeah, well, what happened was years ago, I don't know how long, maybe 75 years before or 50 years before, there had been a famous bank robbery near where we were. And they shot the guys at the creek down below my house, and the story was they never found the gold. And the story was those guys had hidden that gold somewhere in that woods." Somewhere in the woods. I mean, we're talking about digging the rest of your life to try to find that gold. But there was an old guy that would park his vehicle up at the head of our lane, and you could see him get out with his shovel and head down into the woods. And he'd dig for days. But the thought of the possibility. Beloved, there is hidden treasure that's worth a lot more than that gold, and it's not a possibility, it's a certainty. If you want the knowledge of God, think of it. You can have the knowledge of God.
This excerpt was from the full sermon, "Persistence is Necessary," by Charles Leiter.